Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Maesta Panels, Chapter 32. Having climbed the Campanile at the end of visiting hours, Julia and Wade encountered few tourists during the ascent. The descent, however, was more congested, with visitors who had arrived earlier, now leaving the complex. They kept a rapid and steady pace going down the bell tower, but were careful not to trip and fall or to collide with the site's departing patrons. Wade had decided not to stop and read Andalusia's translation, preferring to put some distance between them and their pursuers, assuming the capped man's partner was also on the roof. When they finally reached the ground floor entrance to the tower stairs, Wade surprised Julia by guiding her towards the cathedral building, instead of outside into the piazza and safety beyond. They entered the great basilica and moved towards a worn brown wooden bench, positioned behind a massive stone pillar. They sat to rest and evaluate the situation. Wade was convinced that their pursuers had followed them to the tower, but had probably not seen them descend or enter the church, where they now sought asylum. As far as he knew, with closing time only minutes away, they, along with the remaining tourists, would be ushered out of the complex at any moment. His goal was to find a way of staying in the cathedral beyond its evacuation. But first things first, he needed to read Andalusia's translation of what he now mentally branded as the Campanile text. Before reading, he quickly explained to Julia the importance of the words he had, minutes before, asked her to decipher atop the tower. He gave her Umberto's paper, allowing her the chance to again peruse the mysterious script. Wade was now ready to devote his full attention to Andalusia's findings. "David, your guess was correct. The language of the text you sent is an early form of Italian spoken by inhabitants of Florence and its environs. It is a Tuscan dialect and the immediate parent language to present-day Italian. Although Latin was the principal language of churches and courts in the Middle Ages, a dead language that allowed the living to concentrate power in the hands of the few, writers began using their own language to compose their greatest works. The Florentine vernacular of the time descended from Latin. The oldest texts written in Florentine date back to the 13th century, with its literature fully blossoming in the 14th. Standard modern Italian is based on Tuscan, specifically on its Florentine dialect. It became the language of the literati and of Italy's culture, thanks to Dante Alighieri's 1265 to 1321, Divine Comedy, Petrarch's 1304 to 74, Humanist Poems, and Orsini Boccaccio's 1313 to 75, Decameron. These writers pioneered, in their most prestigious works, the use of the vernacular instead of the scholarly Latin used at the time, giving their countrymen a literature of their own. It will later become the official national language, La Bella Lingua, the beautiful language, of all the Italian states and of the Kingdom of Italy when it was established in 1861. Well, enough history and background info. Here is the translation of the text. This tower stands as a monument and tomb to its builder. May his genius and spirit live forever within these walls and within the hearts of all men who believe in the grace and majesty of our Lord. Check out the free access to this novel's accompanying visuals, including maps, charts, timelines, photos, illustrations, and diagrams at patreon.com/markvinette.